Here's a question for everyone listening. If you're a small business owner trying to get leads on social media, would you rather pay less upfront or get better quality customers in the long run?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, the answer isn't as simple as picking one or the other. The data from 2025 shows that paid social media advertising averages about $65 per lead, while organic content marketing comes in at $95 per lead. But here's the thing. Those numbers don't tell the whole story, and effectiveness varies significantly by industry.
Right, because we're seeing small businesses struggle with some pretty tough challenges this year. I mean, organic reach is declining, algorithms are constantly changing, and the competition online is fiercer than ever.
Exactly, and that's why so many businesses are asking whether they should focus on paid ads or content marketing. The truth is, each platform has wildly different costs. Facebook, for example, offers the most cost-effective lead generation, with costs ranging from about $5.83 to $22 per lead, though the average across all industries sits around $28. Meanwhile, LinkedIn commands premium prices. We're talking $15 to $350 per lead for those targeted B2B audiences.
Wow, that's a huge range. So if I'm running a B2B SaaS company, what should I be thinking about?
Well, here's where it gets interesting. B2B SaaS companies actually see better value from organic LinkedIn content at $164 per lead compared to $310 for LinkedIn ads. Now, LinkedIn CPL varies significantly by industry and targeting precision. Technology companies typically pay $35 to $150 per lead. And financial services face the highest costs regardless of method, $761 for paid leads and $555 for organic. Those costs reflect the complex nature of financial products and the high level of trust required before prospects will share their information.
Those numbers are pretty intimidating. But you mentioned earlier that organic leads get cheaper over time, right? In other words, the long-term cost actually decreases as that content keeps working for you.
Absolutely. Initially, the cost per lead is higher for organic content. But as time goes on, that cost goes down because the content keeps bringing in leads at no additional cost. Think of a YouTube video that's still getting views years later. Plus, organic leads typically convert to more sales because they're higher quality. People found you, you didn't interrupt them.
I see. So what about the other platforms? I know a lot of small businesses are experimenting with TikTok and Instagram these days.
TikTok's cost per lead is estimated between $8 and $15, which is surprisingly affordable. This relatively affordable range reflects the platform's immersive full-screen format and algorithm-driven discovery that can generate exceptional engagement rates. Instagram excels in visual storytelling, but reports fewer direct CPL metrics. Their cost per click ranges from around 80 cents to $2. YouTube sits in the mid-range at $10 to $20 per lead. Each platform has its strengths. TikTok for authentic engagement, Instagram for visual discovery, YouTube for educational content.
And I suppose trying to juggle all these platforms manually is like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle. Technically possible, but probably not a great idea for most of us.
Ha, that's a good way to put it. I actually worked with a small consulting firm last year that was spending 20 hours a week just trying to keep up with posting on three platforms. They were exhausted and still not seeing the results they wanted.
That point about platform management and creating consistent content sets up our next piece, distribution strategies that actually work. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're overwhelmed by the idea of creating content for all these different platforms, there's a smarter way. Amplifier transforms one topic into eight different content formats, including videos, podcasts, news articles, blog posts, infographics, flipbooks, and social posts. Then it distributes that content across 300 plus platforms, including Google News, YouTube, and Spotify. It's designed to help small businesses build authority, attract relevant clients, and compete without over-reliance on paid channels. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on that platform management challenge, how do you actually handle creating enough content to make organic work without burning out your team?
That's the challenge, right? Content marketing is time-consuming. It requires research, writing, editing, and promoting. But AI tools have drastically lowered the cost by speeding up content creation and improving quality. The key is finding ways to repurpose content across different platforms instead of starting from scratch every time.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned earlier that organic leads convert better. Can you break down why that is?
Sure, organic leads show higher intent signals. They actively searched for and found your content instead of responding to an interruption. They arrive more educated about your offerings, and content builds trust and establishes authority before any conversion attempt. The data shows organic social media leads convert to customers at rates 30 to 50% higher than paid leads. These numbers are based on B2B campaigns, though B2C conversion rates typically differ by only plus or minus 1%.
So paid ads give you immediate results and scalability, but organic gives you better quality and long-term value. It sounds like the smart move is combining both approaches.
Definitely. A combined approach using both paid ads and organic content typically delivers the best overall ROI. Top brands in 2025 are using paid social to boost top-performing organic content, deploying paid campaigns for initial awareness, while nurturing prospects with organic content and building remarketing audiences from organic engagement. Followers exposed to both paid and organic content are 61% more likely to convert, and this integrated approach can reduce overall cost per lead by 15 to 30%.
I actually had a client last year who was only doing paid ads, and they were bleeding money every month. Once we added a content strategy, their cost per lead dropped significantly within 6 months.
That's a perfect example. Content marketing helps businesses solve problems, learn something new, and feel more connected to a brand. It builds trust, attracts relevant clients, and establishes authority in your industry. Those benefits compound over time in ways that paid ads simply can't match.
Have you ever wondered why some businesses seem to generate leads effortlessly while others struggle? So to everyone listening who's trying to figure out their social media strategy, what's the one thing they should take away from this conversation?
Start with understanding your industry benchmarks, your sales cycle length, and your customer lifetime value. If you need leads today, paid ads can deliver that. But invest in organic content simultaneously because that's what will sustain your business long term. The platforms and costs will keep changing, but having both engines running gives you the flexibility to adapt.
Perfect advice. Thanks for breaking all this down. It's going to help a lot of businesses make smarter decisions with their marketing budget.